Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the issues that WBUR spent time examining in 2009 was the high school dropout rate. In fact, we did an extensive series on the state's dropout rate and how it's been stagnant for a decade. 10,000 students leave school in Massachusetts each year, and in some urban areas, close to half of the ninth graders will not make it all the way through 4 years of high school. During WBUR's Project Dropout series, we heard from state officials, educators, and students, such as 17-year-old Carlos Portillo. Last spring, he was a sophomore at Chelsea High School and was ambivalent about staying in school.
I kind of feel weird kind of staying back with all the younger kids. Like, I'll be kind of left out. And if I stay back again, I'll be like 18. When I graduate, I'll be like 21. I want to help my mom with the rent and help my brothers get them clothes and stuff.
We'll have an update on Carlos in just a moment and tell you about some of the other developments since our Project Dropout series aired in the springtime. Here with us now to tell us more are the two lead reporters of the series, Monica Brady-Meyerov and Deborah Becker. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Monica, you first. You introduced us to Carlos Portillo during the Project Dropout series. He was on the brink of dropping out then. What happened?
Well, he did drop out soon after I met him, and he was out for a good 6 months. And even though he wanted to earn money and find a job, he couldn't get one. So in the fall of this year, he came back. And he was accepted at an interesting program called Youth Build in Somerville. And it's a program that pays him a stipend to attend school and work in the community. And it's working out well for him.
And it is working for him at the moment.
Yes.
Well, good. Deb, the latest numbers on the dropout rate have been released by the State Department of Education. They show a 3.4% high school dropout rate in the 2007-2008 school year, the latest year for which there are figures, an improvement, but not much of an improvement.
No, it's not much of an improvement, Bob. What it means really is that the rate still has not gone below 3% despite a lot of effort. And it's been at this 3% level for more than a decade. And in urban areas, the rate is much higher when compared with suburban areas. In the 2007-2008 school year, for example, Lawrence lost 12.9% of its students. Fall River, 12.5%. In Boston, 7.6%. The latest numbers also show that the achievement gap persists, and there is a higher dropout rate among blacks and Latinos, with Hispanic males having the lowest graduation rate of any group of students.
Just staggering numbers.
They are staggering. They're absolutely staggering, Bob.
Monica, after a year of research, the State Dropout Prevention Commission released its report regarding what to do about the problem. What are some of its main points?
Well, if you recall, the goal is to cut the dropout rate in half over the next 5 years, so to really bring down those staggering numbers. So that means progress needs to be made quickly, but change is happening slowly. And one of the most interesting and controversial proposals that came out of the Dropout Commission was to raise the mandatory age of attendance from 16 to 18, so kids just couldn't drop out at 16. And since that came out in the fall, though, there's been no movement, says Education Secretary Paul Revel, and he says that's because they want to proceed cautiously.
We won't move forward on that until we're confident that we can put in place the services and supports and programs that need to be there in order to make it possible to get some reduction in the dropout rate through raising the age.
And another recommendation was to better identify students at risk when they come into the ninth grade and help them. And that is happening in a few more schools, including Chelsea High. But all of these programs cost money.
And money, of course, was an issue, Bob, that was not addressed by the Dropout Prevention Commission. There are no cost estimates. The report does say that alternative education programs in high schools will have to increase dramatically, with enrollment expected to go anywhere from 5,000 to 12,000 students. And alternative ed programs have been successful in retaining at-risk students, but it leaves a big question mark as to where is the money going to come from.
Okay, Monica, there were some success stories. You recently visited a center called the Boston Re-Engagement Center. Tell us about that.
It's a basic idea. It's go after the kids who've left the school system. And it's designed for Boston Public School students who dropped out and get them back in. They have a list of thousands of students, but they only have three outreach workers. And thanks to a public-private partnership with the Boston Private Industry Council that helps them cover the salary costs, they can call every kid who's disappeared from the system. And in just the 4 months that they've been open, they've re-enrolled 300 students. So it's a pretty good success rate. We don't know how long they'll stay in the system and what will happen to them, but at least for the first time, there is a structured program reaching out to get them back in school.
Okay, there's a good story. Another success story that we told you about during the Dropout series was the University Park Campus School in Worcester, where some of the most at-risk students defy the odds and succeed. Deb, have you checked up on the students you spoke with there?
I did, Bob. I checked in with Melanie Dominguez, and she is thriving on full scholarship at Union College in upstate New York. In fact, in University Park's class of 2009, these numbers are amazing, Bob. 100% of the seniors went on to higher education, and every single one of them has made it through the first semester of their freshman year of college.
That is just great. So one final check then on a struggling student. You may remember Antonio Rosa, who said he had mad regrets about dropping out of high school 4 years ago. Monica, where's he now?
Well, he just passed most of the GED, and he's close to going to college. And let me tell you, the smile on this kid's face was amazing. He's 22 years old, and he's got the baseball cap just so. He's got the big diamond stud earrings, the low slung pants. But he just looked like a kid in the candy shop when he told me how excited he is about his future. I caught up with him at Roca in Chelsea as they were having their holiday party. This is a program that helps students like Rosa get back into school.
Oh, I never thought I'd be looking at going to college. It feels good because, like, it's like a new step in my life. Like, I keep going towards, like, the positive side. And I look back at all the negative things that have happened to me. So it feels good to, like, know that I'm about to get my GED and I'm looking towards college now.
As Antonio looks ahead in Chelsea, let's look ahead statewide. The legislature comes back to work in January and picks up an education reform bill. How does the dropout issue play in this bill, Monica?
Well, Bob, it is part of the bill, but it's in the background. This bill really focuses on lifting the cap on charter schools. And advocates for dropout reforms are pushing to see that if there are new charter schools, some of them will be alternative schools that focus on the dropout problem. But it is holding back some of the more specific dropout reforms.
And, Bob, Secretary Revel says that this is a decades-old issue addressing the dropout problem. And he says concrete results from these programs probably won't happen for another couple of years, at least.
WBUR's Deborah Becker and Monica Brady-Meyerov, who worked on WBUR's Project Dropout series this year, thank you very much for coming in and giving us this update.
Thank you.
Thank you.